Well, we're at that time of year where we are blessed with theater activity at the various schools, and we have a great play actually coming up, being put on by the Sissing Theater Guild, the Pine Plains School District, of course, and the show is Annie. It's running Friday, March 8th at 7, Saturday, March 9th at 7, and Sunday, March 10th at 2 o'clock. Right now we have the director, and I guess probably you had to do the dancing and everything else, Lisa Baldwin, with us. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So you are the director and you're the choreographer?
Yes, that's correct.
At the same time, double duty.
Double duty.
Everybody's aware of the Sissing Theater Guild and the great productions you put on. For people that are listening and aren't aware of the Theater Guild, talk to me a little bit about it, Lisa.
It's a really interesting organization because it's a combination of a guild of adults and community people who come together to do the productions. And it's basically a volunteer organization that does everything. They do set building, design, painting, costuming. I mean, everything that goes backstage, they take care of. And so it's this really interesting combination between a really strong volunteer group, and it's also supported by the Pine Plains Central School District. So it's kind of a hybrid. It's one of the only ones in the area.
You know, I'm aware of it because it's been around for, I think it's one of the first real theater guilds, theater companies that are placed in a high school that really started to turn in and go with really professional productions many, many, many years ago.
Yes. It's been almost 30 years at this point. So it's got a kind of a longstanding tradition. And its specific focus is on musical theater. So, and it is on, you know, high production values. We have a lighting designer that comes from the city. His name is Rob Cordella. He actually graduated from the school and then returns back to actually do the designs every year.
All right. So now, how did we pick Annie for this year?
It's kind of a combination of looking at who is in the program, who, you know, might be coming into the program, the strengths and weaknesses of the students that are enrolled in the program and what they could kind of be good at, and then also, you know, leaving room for any surprises of up-and-coming people that get involved. So it's kind of a gamble. It's kind of fun, actually, to kind of figure it out. But we have a huge group of up-and-coming students this year. I think we have 5 students that are 8 years old in the cast. And then we have a range from, you know, the 8-year-old on the young end all the way up. We have 2 teachers. One's retiring this year, and she's been with the program for about 10 years now. And we also have a new teacher this year who's in the title role of Daddy Warbucks.
All right. Well, I know we've got a couple of the students that are going to be on stage. Why don't we bring Eliza Essery in first? So we have Eliza Essery on the line right now. Eliza. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Eliza Essery. What role do you play in Annie?
I'm Annie.
So you are the Annie. That's great. That's that. Now, I've also found out that you are in the sixth grade in the school district.
Yep.
And this is your like your first major production?
This is my second year here, but my first major role.
All right. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been rehearsing the role and getting together with everybody from the Sissing Theater Guild on this?
Since like December.
Okay, so you've had some time to work it out and get everything all set, because of course it's coming up Friday, March 8th, Saturday, March 9th, and Sunday, March 10th. Are you having a lot of fun now that you're into the production? Because it is a fun production to be a part of as well as watch.
Yeah, it's really fun.
What's your favorite part of the role? Of being Annie?
Well, I guess the singing and getting to know everyone.
All right. Yeah, I think that's the whole thing. The camaraderie you develop as being part of a show is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you're all set. You're Annie. And now, are you planning on doing more productions in the future? Is this something you really love to do?
Yeah, definitely.
So for a sixth grader, I know you're all much more advanced than I was when I was a sixth grader, but still, this is a pretty big role to take on for a sixth grader, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you seem to be handling it just fine. Good luck on the show nights. With us now, we have Lauren Sorrell. Now, Lauren, I know I'm pronouncing your last name right, so wrong. So, how do you pronounce your last name?
Sorrell.
Well, I was close. We've got Lauren Sorrell with us, who now, unlike Eliza, is a senior. And what role are you playing in Annie?
I'm playing Miss Hannigan.
Okay, so you've got a kind of fun role there as well.
Yeah.
So this is your last year. How many productions have you been in with the Stetson Theater Guild?
Probably 8 at this point, I think.
Wow. 8. That's pretty amazing. What are some of the roles you've played in previous productions?
Well, last year in the Will Rogers Folly, I was Ziegfeld's favorite. And then Music Man, I was Alma Hicks. And then other than that, it was a lot of chorus roles and stuff.
All right. Now, is this something you want to pursue after you get out of high school, when you go on to college?
I'll definitely look into doing productions at college. I'm going to college for music ed, so it'll be a lot of music.
Well, that's great. Are you having fun with this particular role?
Absolutely, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I think the show is a lot of fun, and I love the music that goes with the show. There's a lot of, do you have a lot of singing along, of course, with your acting that you have to do?
Yeah, a good amount. Yeah.
You know, I found when I was in one production of The Music Man, I was amazed that on top of the lines I had to learn, and then I had to learn how to sing, which I can't sing, but I managed to cover it up. But then there's the dancing you have to do and everything like that. It really is a lot of work.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But obviously you guys find it a lot of fun.
It is.
Good luck in the show, okay?
Thank you so much.
So we've heard from both of Liza and Lauren and the roles that they're playing, and they're having a lot of fun because it's a fun show. Lisa Baldwin is back with us again. I think that's one of the nice things about this show is it's a lot of work. And from the opening theme...
The opening song is actually It's Hard Knock Life.
Yep.
And Maybe, and then the song Tomorrow is another famous song from the show. So that's probably... what people will recognize the most. But yeah, a lot of fun. A lot of, for the orphans, especially in that opening number, with the dancing, learning the dancing and the tricks and stuff. There's lots of gymnastics in that section, so I think they've had a good time learning that.
Now, the show runs Friday, March 8th, Saturday, March 9th, and Sunday, March 10th. The Saturday, the show is at 7. The Friday and Saturday shows are at 7, and the Sunday is at 2 o'clock matinee. Now, tickets, I got to your ticket site by going through the Pine Plains website, but there's a direct address people can go to get tickets for this, right?
Yes, it's the STG box office at gmail.com.
Okay, that's...
And then they can also call the local number, which is the 398-1272.
So, once again, the Pine Plains, the Stetson Theater Guild's Pine Plains School District putting on Annie. Are you also... One or two final questions for you, Lisa. Have you blocked everything, put everything on the stage, and you're all set to go?
We have... 7/8 of it done. We're still working on one number, so we're really close. We're still working on a number in Act Two. So we're almost there. We're really close.
I think that's the way it is. When I was in the Music Man, the night before the show was opening, we finally got to the bridge scene. We didn't have our bridge built yet, but we got to the bridge scene.
You were pretending to run over the bridge, right?
Yeah. <That's> right.
yep. We're almost to the bridge, so to speak, at this point. Yeah.
That's always. I think that's always part of every show that you get down to the last minute, and then it all just comes together.
Exactly. Right. Just one more thing, and then it clicks. So yeah, that's kind of the fun of it, right? Seeing that work itself out. And then the magic shows up, and then it's like, wow, okay,
That's it. Here we go. All right, so Friday, March 8th, and Saturday, March 9th at 7, Sunday, March 10th at 2, Stetson Theater Guild at Pine Plains High School presents Annie. And once again, you can get tickets by either going to Pine Plains Central School District website, and then it'll slowly take you over there. But you can also go to seatyourselfbiz.com. STG box office, and get your tickets that way. Or once again, what's that telephone number where people can call in?
It's 518-398-1272.
Well, I'm sure you've heard this a million times, Lisa, but break a leg and have fun with the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right.